Blog Talk Radio.
Behold, I do cleanse this place, aspersing the oil around our sacred grove, casting out any negativity or impurities, positive or negative forces that may come to do us harm, cleansing it of excess energy that is unnecessary or built up. And in doing so, I picture the entire grove being filled with a bright golden light. Now we'll walk to the right 3 times around the grove. Now picture the entire place filling up with a brilliant blue light, a pale blue light. The yellow for cleansing, the pale blue for blessing. In this day, Samhain, which will actually be in a couple days, but the season and the thinning of the veil actually goes on for considerably longer than that. Someone asked in the chat room about ancestors. An ancestor can also just be a practitioner of old, a like-minded soul. An ancestor is not always necessarily a related person. Some people don't get along with their families.
Yeah.
Or some people love someone that passed away, but maybe they didn't get along so well. So to me, an ancestor could be
anybody
of like mind, beauty, and spirit, someone that inspired you, even someone from afar who motivated you and passed on in some way. So now, with a simple mantra to get us in the mood before we cast the circle, to get into just sort of a quiet Samhain mood, then it'll get a little rowdier later with the drums again. We'll do a very common universal mantra which recognizes the dignity of the inner self. That which remains when everything is gone. And it holds true to my personal belief system in incarnation and that the ancestors are still with us in some form. This is the time of the thinning of the veil. There's another time of the year, too, where the veil is thin as well, both the lifetime and the death time, Beltane and Samhain. So, what we're going to do is start. As the grove is blessed and cleansed, Om Nava Shivaya, Nava Shivaya, Om Nava. Om Nava Shivaya. Now, we will do the circle cast. From places cold, dark as midnight, to the land of the new long sun, a temple is erected, uniting the worlds of the humans and the shining ones. From places cold, dark as midnight, to the land of the new long sun, a temple is erected, uniting the world of the humans and the shining ones. From places cold, dark as midnight, to the land of the new long sun, a temple is erected, uniting the world of the humans and the And now we will call the directions. I will start with east, and Janice, south and fire, perhaps?
Yes.
Sentinels of the east, I do gently stir you on this quiet time. This is a time that sometimes has great raucous celebration, and in some of its intended purpose, to be quiet and light a candle for a conversation. And may the voices of the ancestors be carried in your element, in the wind. Sentinels of the east, of air, of new thoughts and new ideas, we ask for your balanced guidance and wisdom on this Samhain season. It is with only the deepest love and the deepest respect that we bid you hail and welcome!
Hail and welcome!
So you invoke the south.
Elemental spirits of fire, show us a place where opposites resolve. Kindle within us the furnace of change. Come, give us the light that dispels all evil and worry. Give us the protection that comes with right action. Elemental spirits of fire, hail and welcome!
Hail and welcome!
Sentinels of the West, I do gently stir you of the intuitive wisdom, waters deep from the well of wisdom. The great tidal wave or the gentle stream all have their lessons. If we get a chance to speak with our ancestors, may we know your intuitive wisdom, to know that it's there, that it's proper, that it's correct, and that it's true. Sentinels of the West, it is with the deepest love and deepest respect that we bid you hail
and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Welcome. Sentinels of the North, we gently stir you. We invoke you on this Samhain season. The integrated wisdom of a seed planted within the earth, growing and growing and growing low and high, knowing as above, so below. And then a beautiful tree or flower sprouts. May we know how to integrate the wisdom if our ancestors do speak with us during the Samhain season, how to use it and how to incorporate it in our own lives. Sentinels of the North, of Earth and integration, it is with the deepest love and deepest respect that we ask for your balanced guidance and wisdom, and that we bid you hail and welcome!
Hail and welcome!
Beloved Father God, you who descended into matter, bringing the spark of divinity to us long ago, great mystery of mysteries, beloved by the Mother Goddess to the point where she followed you here and sent a divine spark within each of us so that she could experience you. And we know why, because as I said before, you are the great mystery of mysteries. O great Horned One, it is with the deepest love and deepest respect that we bid you hail and welcome!
Hail and welcome! Mother, Spirit, known and unknown, be with us tonight and share our solemn rite with us. Give us protection and your love, your universal love that will shield us from all pain and suffering. Great Mother, be with us today on Samhain. Great Mother, hail and welcome!
Hail and welcome!
Beloved ancestors, those who came before us, those who are us, practitioners of old, family, friends, those who we've admired close or from afar, those who have inspired us, those who have taught us over the years, reminding us that we're never really alone. In that we have all always needed the help of others. Others who have come before us with their integrated wisdom, with their new thoughts and new ideas, with their intuition, and with their action and fire. Beloved ancestors, we ask that you join us in our circle here this Samhain season, this Samhain night. It is with the deepest love and deepest respect that we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
All right, the circle is cast, the elements, the Lord and the Lady, the ancestors, they are now with us in the sacred space. What we will do now, there will be no particular act of magic in this live on-air ritual, but we will do is a brief prayer and reminder. So, being this the time of connecting with the ancestors, and of which we said can be of many different types of people that have come before us, those related physically, those not, those from afar that we've just admired and that inspired us in some way, teachers, mentors, friends. Everything is connected anyway. So what I would like to do in this circle, and as energy has been raised, to humbly request, as some of you out there may be thinking, you may be thinking of someone that has crossed the veil, who has died and gone on to another place in this vast multiverse, to a new incarnation, but still a piece of them will always remain with you. And at this time of the year, when the veil is the thinnest between the realms, maybe we could pause and ask those who have passed, those ancestor spirits, letting them know that if they wish to talk, that we'll be here for a little while, and especially when the veil is thinner. It could be maybe in a dream. Perhaps they could visit in a dream and have a nice conversation in a cafe somewhere in the dream world. Whatever it may be, to those who have passed, feel free to speak to us sometime soon, and we'll be listening, and the opportunity will be there and greater for a little while. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
We'd also like to take this time to give thanks to the ancestors for all they've brought to us, all the great people, intellectuals, rebels of the past, anyone who has contributed, a great artist, someone who's taken on a cause, someone who's just we personally knew and deeply loved. We would like to say thank you for what you've contributed. We are less complete, though we are maybe never wholly complete. But you help us along on our journey. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Denise.
Sacred ancestors, come to me. Sacred ancestors, be with me. Sacred ancestors, come to us. Sacred ancestors, be with us. Sacred ancestors, come today. Sacred ancestors, come and stay. Ancestors, we value your wisdom. We value your lives. We are the seeds, that you planted generations ago. Be with us here and now, and help us in our lives to grow and to thrive. Sacred ancestors, come today. Sacred ancestors, come and stay.
And now, well, about 4 years ago, and just about on this day, we started Main Street Universe. It was right around Halloween. Samhain. I can't believe it's been 4 years.
Three for me and four for you.
So I'd also like to thank everyone who has been or ever had been a part of Main Street Universe, including Brett Hillman, Melissa DiGenova, Evan Pass, and a few others. Adam and the Eve.
Yes. Many people.
If you're out there
Mary
listening.
Mary Phelan.
Mary Phelan, of course.
Queen Mother.
Queen Mother Imaku, who's going to be coming back. She's coming back. So.
Okay.
And there's so many people, it's getting difficult to name now because we're expanding. We have Randy Goldberg.
Randy Goldberg.
Darren Bouquer.
Darren Bouquer.
Kevin Baird.
Yes.
And, yeah, and to mention
myself.
A couple of people, Janice R. White.
Yes.
Also host of the World Reggae Party and soon to be a women's spirituality show here. And we have, of course, the blessing of Susan Weed.
Weed, oh yes.
Who I learned
wonderful
so much
Susan
from.
Susan Weed, yes.
And there's been, many people have come and gone and stayed. We have Jesse Ann Nichols-George.
Yes, my buddy.
Speaking of four
she should be coming
years.
Here, actually.
Yeah, she'll be here soon.
Very soon. She sent me an email yesterday.
Yes. And hopefully, if there's anyone listening, I didn't forget your name. But there's been some other folks that have come and gone very briefly.
Some wonderful guests that we had over the...
Some amazing guests.
Well, mine's what, three years?
The
yeah.
Beekeeper, Gunther Hauck,
yes.
Kellyanna, Selena Fox.
Michael Starsheen.
Michael Starsheen was here recently.
Christopher Penzek.
Christopher Penzek.
Raven Grimassi. And
both the Grimassis,
cousin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Over on Zell Ravenheart. And many others. Many other interesting
many
people, some local people. And also we have some new shows coming up. I've talked about it before. They're on their way.
Yes.
Jim and Ashley Cash of Woven Green, who've been guests twice on this show now. Actually, the first time they were the highest rated show for a pretty long time until Oberon came along. They had
yeah.
quite a few... Tuatha Dé. The family, the Partridge family.
So
I think their ages range between like 19 and 50. Which is kind of cool to have a family band. That's got to be an interesting experience because they're just like, you know what, we're all just going to do this together. You know, it's really got to be fascinating.
And they sing wonderful music, actually.
And, of course, I have some people I'm working with now for the band, Dragon's Head, LeGrand McMullen, my brother Scott, guest musicians, Nicole... Nikki Nicole, who's going to be our new singer. We have a new singer joining us. And as well as Jim and Ashley Cash are going to lend...
And maybe I can do some ahs in the middle.
That's right. You can do some ahs or oohs.
Yes.
And Jim's doing some guitar work he already has on one song. So we have lots of things going on around Main Street Universe. And, you know, I have the band Dragon's Head. Janice has World Reggae Party. And as well as working on... trying to find a way into
the woman's spirituality
show. And the radio world in general.
And the radio world in general.
Even outside
getting closer,
of this.
Getting closer.
And
so.
What we're going to do now, as we do sometimes during this time, as it was... In fact, I remember the first episode of Main Street Universe was me and Kevin Baird, and we were walking around outside the backyard. We weren't exactly sure how Blog Talk Radio worked. And... I even remember who our first caller was. A woman called the first day we were on the air, and her name is Patty McCloss McKay. The chat room keeps dropping out, basically.
Oh, okay.
Her name is Patty McCloss McKay. It does that when we're out here. And I didn't realize if I said her name right. I apologize if I didn't, because I know she actually does. She does listen sometimes. And she was a congregant at Anya's church, and I didn't realize that. But for those of you that are out there, we started this thing. It's not that hard, you know, to start a show here, but the hard part is just the consistency, is the keeping it going and keeping everybody, all the different relationships, and it's like we have, like, by the time we get all the other shows, there's like 16 people involved with this thing or something like that, like 14 or something, because Melissa might come back, Brett might come back, Queen Mother's coming back.
I'm still here.
Jim and Ashley, you're here. The lady who owns the local New Age shop is going to do a show here. So... and that's, she's bringing another person or two along to do their show, once a month shows. So by the time it's done, there's like 14, 15 people all coordinating to do the same project. In this case, it's Main Street University. See, it's, I know the chat room, I apologize, is crashing sometimes, probably causing some people to come in and out of the chat room because we're out in the studio and it's wireless. When we're inside, it's usually fine. But anyway, so what I like to do is a divination for the show itself.
All right.
Hello, Main Street Universe. How should I word this? I want to word this. I don't want to do one of those general reading kind of stuff.
Show us the guidance for the year 2015 in Main Street Universe.
Show us what 2015 will be like for Main Street Universe. That might be a good way to do it. And I'll let you tell me when to stop showing.
Oh.
But you know what? That one kind of did something funny, didn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay. That one's actually, believe it or not, good. Well, the first three, showing a little bit of some roughness, which is okay because we're kind of in transition. This is actually good, though, because this is the Five of Pentacles reverse.
Reverse, yeah.
Meaning that we're going to start to feel a little more fruitful and that things are going on, but
the Hangman.
This is meaning, like, maybe some quick decisions, not showing good patience. Not having the, hey, hello, Kevin. He said something. So let's pick two more, shall we? This is from my first deck I've ever owned. And there's, well, that's typically me. I'm not very temperate. And but I kind of like the last one.
I love the last one.
So through my incredible impatience, we succeed. Is that what happens? The temperance reverse, the hangman reverse, and then the nine of pentacles. But those are major arcana. So.
Yes.
They're saying to not be rushed, to be patient.
Be patient.
Don't get yourself upset.
Don't get upset.
Be moderate. You know, turn it back upside, right side up, and be all nice and rainbow and pretty and moderate.
Oh, guys, the gown.
Yeah. And and the nine of pentacles at the end means,
which is a very good card.
Very good card to have. Could even mean maybe finally something starts to feel like it's paying, like from whatever the efforts from everyone. So that's quite nice. I see Mr. Kevin Baird's in the chat room. And Janice is typing in. So that's our divination for...
Can I pick one card?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. And this will be... same question or something specific to you?
About my woman's show.
Oh, okay. She's waving her hand over the deck. This is my old original Greek deck.
Hmm. I don't like that one.
Well, no, it's just, you know what this is? This is, you have to figure some things out
before
start.
It starts.
So
yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
It's the Eight of Swords. You're surrounded by stuff, and you feel confused, and you don't know. Well, when we show you how to do it, it will probably be fine. And you have to figure out things.
One day.
So you just have some stuff.
Yeah.
It's a minor arcana interference. It's just you just got to realize that there are eight swords there, so you got a bunch of weapons. You just have to learn how to use one of them and not be all confused and panicked like the character in there that feels trapped.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about the eight swords, you can just push the swords aside and keep walking, but you have to be able to tell yourself to push the swords aside.
Yeah. Okay.
So maybe that's not as bad as I think.
That's just a little, you just got to figure out what to do with those things. It's all just a little mental blocks.
Yeah.
So I actually love the simplicity of the back of these. It almost makes, there's something like official about them or something. I don't know what it is. There's a real, this one, it's a very pagan deck. I mean, it's got a pentacle on the back, but it's like very simple. You know, it's just,
sort of like a,
it's from the 80s. I mean, this was my first one I ever had or that I ever worked with, and it was kept all these years, as we talked about before. So our ending was Nine of Pentacles, which I would think that's pretty good, but
I still think that's pretty good.
It's risking not being impatient, not making just rash decisions or getting too emotional about them, because when I was messing around there, I saw the Ace of Cups reversed, so that's like, okay, don't let this new thing get you too... So, I mean, that's how I read that. Well, that's not bad news, Nine of Pentacles at the end. And I tell people my primary cards are the Horizon Oracle. I didn't have them out here today in the studio. I grabbed these very quickly. And Kevin Baird there is the creator of the Horizon Oracle, as well as the Pathfinder, which is something he is working on. It's an electronic device that works with electromagnetic sensors and voices to communicate with spirits. It's like an advanced, like a highly advanced K2, if you're familiar with the one they use on all the haunted shows.
Yeah.
So it's really fascinating. He's gotten it to see, he's getting it now to like say a whole bunch of things. And I don't want to talk too much about it before he's got it all out there, but I think it's going to be a very interesting product. But you can check out Kevin at www.templeofgaia.com. So we are still within the circle. We're still within the magic circle. So my drumstick was kind of starting to break up on me. I got one.
Yeah.
It's a wooden brush. You have brushes.
Yeah.
And you have wooden brushes. You know, the jazz guys use as well. This is a version of those, but it's like a whole bunch of thin wooden sticks, and sometimes they're kind of known to break up a little bit. Yeah. That's what was happening over here. It was getting hung up like this on one of the other drum heads. So what we'll do now is break down our circle, break down our energy temple. And we'll start by evoking the ancestors. But to get back into the zone a little bit, we're going to go back into the chant, a very universal mantra. Ancestors, those that have come before us, those who are us, we thank you for your balanced guidance and wisdom on this solemn evening. It is with the deepest love and the deepest respect that we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell! Goddess, Mother Goddess, we called upon you to be with us today on this Samhain ritual. We thank you for giving us your undivided attention and your universal love. Thank you for shielding us from any pain and suffering and giving us the blessing of your love. Great Goddess, Mother of all, hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Father God, Father Sky, Lord of the Wheel and the Great Dance of Life, Great Mystery of Mysteries, we thank you for your balanced guidance and wisdom on this solemn evening. It is with the deepest love and the deepest respect that we say, stay if you will, go if you must, but we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Sentinels of the North, we thank you for your balanced guidance and wisdom on this Samhain night. We thank you for the wisdom of integration of the long marathon, the long race of the bear, great bear hibernating, knowing that it'll be time to awaken soon. Sentinels of the North, it is with the deepest love and deepest respect that we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Sentinels of the West, of intuition, of the flowing water from the wells of wisdom that run deep within us all. We are all made of about 85% water and fluid. We are alive, and our thoughts affect the molecular structure of that water and of the atoms within. The well runs deep, and we appreciate your intuitive wisdom on this Samhain night to hear the ancestors and to know what it is they intend to say. Sentinels of the West, it is with the deepest love and deepest respect that we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Fire. For what we resolve, we give thanks. For what we can resolve, we can change. Thank you for your light and your far-seeking. Thank you for the protection that comes from right action. Spirits of fire, hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Sentinels of the East, we thank you for your new thoughts and your innovative wisdom. With the speed and swiftness of air, something can change if your mind is right, if you combine the other elements, integration and intuition and action properly, that new thought can set it, can make the water move, can make the fire grow, and can even rip the earth. Sentinels of the East, we thank you for your balanced guidance and wisdom on this Samhain evening. It is with the deepest love and deepest respect that we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Farewell.
Now, we do take down this energy construct. We do temporarily return all things as they were originally. The circle is closed, but it's never really broken. Bishe Ali.
Michelle Ali. Marry me and marry part and marry me again. With love and life in our hearts. So would it be.
So would it be.
Thank you all for listening. This was our Samhain ritual. May all things return. Save the magic that was cast within the circle and the messages to be received. But may all things return to their natural state. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Thank you all and have a great evening. You've been listening to Main Street Universe. The show and network reminding you that the mysteries and possibilities of the universe are closer to Main Street than you have ever imagined.
And I can imagine a lot.
Have a great evening and a blessed Samhain to you
all. A blessed Samhain, a safe Samhain as well.
Absolutely. Good night.
Good night.